Tony, ask it to the E. J K T K my son Tony. Ma Antoli A, J K T K my son Tony A. J K T K my Antoli, ask it to the E. Ma son Tony, J K T K my Antoli A. Lord, you are here. We have come to declare that you are here. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your presence that is mighty. Thank you for your presence that is real. Thank you for your presence that is sure. Father, we thank you for your wonder working powers. Thank you because right from the beginning of this service, you have been dwelling with us. Father, we thank you. Thank you for that which you are set to do this hour. Lord, we return all the glory unto you. Be thou be exalted. Be thou be magnified. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I decree that this hour you will manifest your power. In the name of Jesus. That Lord, your word we will not be familiar with today. In the name of Jesus, your word we heal, your word we rebuke, your word we exalt, your word we correct, your word we make us better people. In the name of Jesus, I come against every resistance to your word. I break barrier. I destroy every obstacle to hearing your word today. I destroy every deafness of the air, every dullness of hearing. I destroy in the name of Jesus every merchandising spirit. The fire of the Lord consumes you. In the name of Jesus, you will not prosper in our midst today. I release the spirit of the Lord who will quicken our own spirit being, that we align our spirit man to the throne of grace, to turn from the grace of God today. In the name of Jesus, at the end of it, all this world will profit us. In the name of Jesus, I submit myself to the Holy Spirit and the leading of the Holy Ghost this hour. In the name of Jesus, I subdue every spirit of flesh or self. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Thunderously, I want us to put our hands together as we take our seat this morning. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! To God be the glory for great things he has done. He has made us to see the last Sunday in the month of November, year 2020. I want to tell you, as a church, it has been God. Whether you believe it or not, it has been God. And that God that has seen us through this moment is going to see us through the end of this year. It's going to make us see beyond this pandemic. It will take us to another phase of glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. I also thank the leadership of Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach for the privilege I have to share the word of God this morning. Thank you very much, sir. Amaz. Thank you very much. I also want to appreciate the move of God in our midst this morning. I want to thank our brother. I want to call him Apostle Paul Awoniyi. I normally call him Apostle for reminding us that we are all potential apostles according to the mandate. When we live according to this mandate, we are all apostles. For those of us that were here during the workers' prayer meeting, you will know what I'm talking about. So I want to thank, the opening of the service was amazing. The prayer ministration was amazing. The choir ministration, I want to say that, let's put our hands together for Cedar Voices this morning. That was just a tip of an iceberg, I want to believe, because this weekend, the cloud of God's glory is going to come upon the roof of Cedar Land, and so shall it be, in the name of Jesus. Yoruba will say, "Itowo lamodidun obe," and that is what they have given unto us today. God is going to renew your strength more and more, in Jesus' name. I want to ask a question before I talk about the topic of the message I want to briefly share before we pray this morning. Supposing Mike Adenuga, or supposing Aliko Dangote, or Femi Otedola gives you an invitation to come to his house, what will be your reaction?
Well, that one is just a question that we need to answer within us. But I want to believe that some people may not sleep overnight ruminating on what he or she is going to meet when he gets to any of those people. Or maybe you're invited to Abuja, the State House, with a, come and have a dinner with the president. How would you feel? I want us to open our Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11 is a very popular portion of the scripture, but the Lord is going to be opening our eyes to see some things this morning. Matthew 11, 28 down to 30. Matthew 11, 28 down to 30. Maybe I should, okay. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. The last verse, 30. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Jesus Christ gave what I can call an open invitation. It's an unbiased invitation. It is a non-segregational invitation that Jesus Christ has given unto all. He didn't say one, he didn't say two, he didn't say three. All come unto me, all that labor, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you what? I will give you rest. Now let me now take us back to the question I asked the other time. Let me say that the status or the pedigree of the person who has invited you is going to go a long way to tell how you are going to react to such invitation. Knowing fully well that the three people I mentioned are wealthy people, we all know them, you are going to be thinking of, if he gives me an open check and he asks me to write any amount, how much will I write? Those are the questions that may be bothering our mind. But here Jesus Christ, the burden bearer and the yoke breaker, gave an invitation to all that will come to him. People of God, we know that year 2020 has been challenging, very full of so many chaos, so many unrest. We have ours in Nigeria, but globally, the pandemic has actually dealt with a lot of people. Some people lost their jobs. Some people, they have family breakups as a result of not being able to keep their families. A lot of things happened. A lot of businesses collapsed. Even multinationals, they are still feeling the burden that this pandemic has brought upon them. So it appears that there is an unrest in the world. We have been told that we should be prepared. God forbid, it won't happen in Nigeria. Or the second wave or whatever they call it. It won't happen in the name of Jesus Christ. By the grace of God, I want to briefly talk about rest. The title of my message is Entering into His Rest. Entering into His Rest. Of course, I checked dictionary for the meaning of rest. Now, I'm able to get this. It means to cease from work or tiring activity. Rest means to cease from work. That's literally to cease from work or tiring activity. But contextually, based on this title of the message, Entering into His Rest, I'm going to be seeing rest as, which means to cease from war or trouble. And it's also a period of ease, and that will be our testimony in the name of Jesus. You don't believe it, whether you believe it or not, your testimony will be that of an ease in the name of Jesus over your business, over your career, over your marriage, over every part of your life. You will know peace and you will know ease of God in the name of Jesus. From the Greek meaning of rest, the Greek meaning of rest, it means sabbatismos, and it simply means Sabbath keeping or Sabbath observance. So to observe the Sabbath or to keep the Sabbath. In the Old Testament, God gave it as a commandment because God himself worked for 6 days and on the seventh day he rested. He rested. So I'm going to be talking briefly about types of rest that we have. Then we are going to delve on particular one which this message focuses on. But before then, let me further say that rest is a perpetual and generational covenant. Give me Exodus chapter 31. Let's take verses 13 to 16. Rest is a perpetual and generational covenant. Exodus 31, 13 to 16. Exodus chapter 31, verses 13 to 16. Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily, my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. 14. The first place, 14. Ye shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 15. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is a Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. 16. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. So Sabbath or rest is a perpetual and generational covenant. Thank God that we are now in the dispensation of grace. You know, we have some denomination who actually observe Sabbath day. But I don't know how 100% they keep to that. So that's not where we are going. So rest is a perpetual and generational covenant. God himself rested. He has commanded the people of Israel to also rest. Then on my second point I have here is rest brings rejuvenation. Rest brings rejuvenation. It brings restoration. It brings refreshing. Still Exodus 31. Let's go to verse 17. We're going to see that God himself was refreshed after he created all. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. Perpetual. Forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. There's a saying that rest is sweet after labor. After a day's work, when you rest, then your rest is sweet. It's not the rest of the lazy one. Any lazy one that rests can never enjoy that kind of rest because he has not worked, he has not labored. So rest brings rejuvenation, it brings restoration, and it brings refreshing. I also want to say that thank God our mommy is here, is a professor. I know our area is in fungi, but I know that generally in our Greek, you allow land to fallow, you allow land to rest. And why do they do that? We still do it in the contemporary times. In the Old Testament, they do it. They allow land to fallow or to rest so that it's going to be rejuvenated. Exodus 23, 11. Exodus 23, 11. Exodus 23, 11. Let's quickly take that. Exodus 23, verse 11. But the seventh year, thou shalt let it rest and lie still, that the poor of thy people may eat, and what they leave, the beasts of the fish shall eat. In like manner, thou shalt deal with thy vineyard and with thy olive yard. So that is general overview of rest. Let me now mention three types of rest, and I pick one. Number one, we have Sabbath rest. I think I've mentioned that one, so I don't need to delve much about it. Sabbath rest, and that is to keep it holy. Observe it. Don't do any work. For 6 days out of the 7 days of the week, you work. On the Sabbath day, which is the seventh day, you are going to rest. Number two is Canaan rest. Canaan rest. The people of Israel, they encounter so many wars. So many wars on their way to the land of promise. And that is the land of Canaan, which God promised them, that is flowing with milk and honey. They fought so many battles on their way under the leadership of Moses, and later it was the turn of Joshua after the death of Moses. What am I saying is God promised them he was going to take them to their land that is flowing with milk and honey. And when they got to that land, God said he was going to give them all round rest, all round peace. For those of us watching me online, the Lord is going to give you rest. For those of us in the auditorium, the Lord is giving you rest. The Lord is giving you peace from every trouble in the name of Jesus. Number three, I'm not going to talk much about that one because it's not rest that is meant for here. It is rest that is beyond this place, and that is eternal rest. Remember I said we have number one, Sabbath rest. Number two, we have Canaan rest. Number three, we have eternal rest. That eternal rest is still eternity. Is eternity. So I'm not going to talk about that one. Now coming to Canaan rest that the Lord has promised unto us. That is what I'm going to delve on today. Jesus Christ was resting in the cabin of the ship, and there was storm on the sea. The storm was so vehement that the disciples were afraid. They were afraid of their lives. And they went to wake Jesus. He wasn't sleeping. He was resting because he was tired as a result of the day's ministration. So naturally, because God rested, Jesus Christ also was resting. And when they beckoned unto him, and he said, O thou of little faith. We know the story. He rebuked the storms, and the storms were still. Every storm in your life, the Lord is stilling today in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is giving you peace. The Lord is giving you rest from every trouble in the name of Jesus. Let's quickly examine two patriarchs in the Bible. We know this one, David, King David, wrote Psalm 23 with this mindset. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 23. If you read from verses 1 to 6, the 6 verses there. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He say, verse 2, let's go to verse 2. Verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in the green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still water. What is the purpose of that? Verse 3, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my cup runneth over. 6. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. That will be your testimony. Remember that David also fought so many wars. He fought so many battles. From one battle to another battle, David was fighting because kings were brave. That time, kings will lead. He was a warrior. They will lead war in those days. He fought so many battles to the point that he could not even build the temple for God because God said, no, you can't build any temple for me because your hands are full of so much blood. And that was why Solomon built instead of his father. So that is the kind of rest that we are talking about. The Lord leads me beside a still water. You know, anybody that is thirsty, panting for water, when you see water, food is not what we need at that particular point in time, it is water. So anybody that is troubled also needs to rest. Anybody that is laboring, maybe physically or laboring spiritually, a time of rest shall come unto you in the name of Jesus. God is launching this ministry into the phase and the season of rest. Remember in the morning we prayed about the season of glory, season of power, and season of the miraculous. And remember it was prayed. God is taking us into season of rest. In the midst of confusion, in the midst of trouble, the Lord will give us rest and peace on every side. Give me 2 Corinthians 7, 5. Apostle Paul was also talking about when they got to Macedonia. 2 Corinthians 7, 5. He was talking about internal unrest and external unrest. 2 Corinthians 7, 5 said, for when we were come to Macedonia, our flesh, that's the body, had no rest. But we were troubled on every side without our fightings and within our fears. Without there means externally, there were fightings. Within, there were fears. What fear do you have today? What fear do you have today? What is the source of concern? That thing that bothers your mind. Release it to God. He has given you that invitation. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Say, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's the opening text. Matthew 11 verses 28 down to 30. Come to Jesus today. Release your burden. Release your fears. Release your worries. Release your anxieties. Release your concerns unto him today. That thing that troubles your mind, that you cannot tell your parents, you can't tell your best friend. Jesus, your best friend, is here. He's always here. Anywhere you are, Jesus, God is always there. Present it to him. And he's going to do that which you desire in the name of Jesus Christ. I said kings went into battle in the Old Testament, fighting battles, war. I want to mention about two or three kings who fought, but Solomon, when I was meditating, preparing for this message, I got to know that Solomon was called a man of rest. I now thought about it. Why was he called a man of rest? I now discovered that the battles that he ought to fight, his father, David, had fought the battles for him. You have a father in heaven who is going to fight your battle for you. Exodus 14:14 talks about, say, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Everyone under the sound of my voice today, whether online or physically present in the church, the Lord will fight for you, and you will hold your peace in the name of Jesus. Solomon. Let's have 1 Chronicles 22, 7 to 8 to confirm it. 1 Chronicles 22, verses 7 to 8. He was a man of rest. Yes, and David said to Solomon, my son, as for me, it was in my mind to build an house unto the name of the Lord. 8. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, thou hast shed blood abundantly, and hast made great wars. Thou shalt not build an house unto my name, because thou hast shed much blood upon the earth in my sight. Next verse. Behold, a son shall be born to thee, which shall be a man of rest. And I will give him rest from all his enemies round about, for his name shall be called Solomon. And I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days. So he enjoyed quietness. He enjoyed serenity, you know, in his own tenure as a king over the land of Israel. Because his father, David, had fought battles for him. That's why he's called a man of rest. And that's why he was able to build the temple, which his father could not build. The second person is his son, Asa, the son of Abijah. In the book of the same Second Chronicles 14, 6 to 7. Second Chronicles 14, 6 to 7 is the story or the record of that king, Asa, the son of Abijah. And he built fenced cities in Judah, for the land had rest. I decree into your life today, the land of your destiny will experience rest in the name of Jesus. No more trouble, no more war. And he had no war in those years that he reigned as a king of Judah, because the Lord had given him rest. Today and for the rest of your life, the Lord will give you rest, rest within and rest without, in the name of Jesus. Another king that also experienced rest and peace in his tenure was Jehoshaphat. Because of time, we won't be able to go into that. What are the requirements for entering into that rest that Jesus has invited you for? What are the requirements? Number one, I put here, is divine presence. In Exodus chapter 33, divine presence. In Exodus chapter 33, verse 14, Moses was talking to God. He said, you have to go with us, oh. If you don't go with us, we will not leave this place. Exodus 14. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. In the preceding verses, Moses was asking God to follow him, to lead him. In any endeavor in life, it has to start with God. make sure that you involve God right from the beginning so that you can have a case to make before him that, God, I sought for your counsel in this matter. Before I go, don't venture into any endeavor without his presence going with you. Number two, spiritual diligence. Let's take Hebrews 4:11. Spiritual diligence. Not only being diligent in the physical, but being diligent in the spiritual things. Let us labor therefore to enter into the rest. So that means there is a labor. I remember a father in the Lord, Pastor Abami Salami, once preached a message, Ijakan Situnwa. There is another battle. There is another war to fight. Hallelujah. Give it to me again, please. Hebrews 4:11. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Be diligent, but fervent in the place of meditating on the word of God, in the place of prayer unto God. We need to labor to enter into that rest. Our arch enemy, the devil, does not rest. And that is why as Christians, we need to be spiritually diligent. Number three I have here is belief and faith in God's word. Hebrews 3:19. Let's have that one. I will cut off the other ones. Hebrews 3:19. You have to believe in God. You have to have faith in God. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Still that Hebrews 4 now. Hebrews 4:2-3. They could not enter because of unbelief. Hebrews 4:2-3. Believe and faith in God. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that had it. Let's take the next verse, verse 3. For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For you to experience or to enjoy that rest, you must have belief and faith in God that has called us into rest. That has said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, and I will give you rest. So if you know that you are burdened, you are heavily laden, you have anxieties and worries in your heart, all you need to do is believe. When you appear before your God, in the closet of your room, in the church, anywhere you are, that you appear before God, believe in your heart that the burden bearer and the yoke breaker will do that which you ask from him. He's going to lift your burden and he will give you rest in the name of Jesus. Number four, I have obedience to God. Obedience to God. That's in Hebrews 3:18. Hebrews 3:18. We have so many, you know, supportive scriptures in Hebrew. Hebrews 3:18. And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not. Okay, that's just talking about belief. Obedience to God. Five, walking in the old path. Let me take a few time to talk about this. Walking in the old path. Jeremiah 6:16. Walking in the old path. A lot of people believe that when you tell them, especially youth of nowadays, you tell them, don't go this way. They believe you are being legalistic, that you are preaching law to them. Don't do this, don't do that. Jeremiah 6:16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? I tell you, old time religion is still the best. Though we sing it in song, that we, God give me old time religion. But most of us are not ready to walk in the old path. If you want to enjoy rest, ensure that you don't tread on the new path. Walk in that old path. And what do you have on the old path? Holiness, which is pivotal, very key to the vision of Siddha. Holiness, righteousness, uprightness, integrity, all those virtues, add them to your faith. And God is going to help us in the name of Jesus walk in the old path. Lastly, walking in uprightness. I think I've mentioned something like that. Give me Isaiah 57:2 as we are going to pray now. Isaiah 57:2. Isaiah 57:2, he shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in uprightness. A lot of people, when they greet you good morning, you may need to check your wristwatch to ensure whether it's in the morning they are talking about. They have lost their integrity. They don't have uprightness, whether in doing business or in their relationship. People take them when they say this color is white, they want to be sure that it's actually white, it is not black, that they are telling them. Be upright in that which you do. And I pray that as you do that, the Lord is going to give you rest. In the name of Jesus, you are going to be qualified by his mercy and his grace to enter into the rest that he has promised us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Maybe you are here, you are just hearing this message like you have heard so many messages in the past. I want to tell you that this is an opportunity for you. The Bible says that there is no peace for the wicked. If you are a sinner, you are that person that the Bible calls wicked. For you to enjoy the peace that Jesus Christ promised us, you need to yield your heart to God. You need to surrender your life to God. Not that the way you have been doing it before, but make sure that you are decisive. Make sure that you are serious with that decision, because it's a lifetime decision that you are making. For you to enjoy the peace and the rest that God has promised unto you, for you to enter into that peace and rest, you need to yield your heart unto your maker. Jesus is saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. Let me tell you that sin is a burden. Sin is a yoke. Sin is something that the devil puts on one and presses the person down. Yield your burden unto God. Yield your life unto God. And as you do that, he's going to give you rest and peace in the name of Jesus Christ. Give me Joshua 21:4 as we're going to pray. I want us to rise on our feet. We want to pray now. I have a few prayer points that I put here. Few prayer points. Give me Joshua 21:44. Let's rise on our feet. I'll just be mentioning the scripture. We're going to be praying the scripture. Let's rise on our feet. The Lord shall give you rest in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Joshua 21:44, and the Lord gave them rest round about. That will be your testimony. Rest round about over your children, over your spouses, over your finances, over your career, over your business, over your health, over that which burdens your heart, the Lord will give you an all-round rest. Don't take it away, please. Go back to Joshua 21:44. We want to pray Joshua 21:44, and the Lord gave them rest round about according to all that he swear unto their fathers, and there stood not a man, not a single man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hands. I want us to pray this prayer, the Father, deliver me from every enemies that does not want me to rest. That enemy can be health challenge. That enemy can be business dwindling. That enemy can be anything. It could be a particular challenge. Father, deliver me from every enemy that does not want me to experience peace. Now begin to mention those areas. Deliver me, Lord, from every enemy that does not want me to experience peace. In the name of Jesus, give me deliverance. Give me victory. Give me triumph over every enemy that does not want me to experience peace, to experience rest. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give me an all-round rest. All-round rest. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. Maybe you don't understand that prayer. You don't understand that prayer when there are enemies surrounding you. They don't want you to progress. They don't want you to advance in life. Pray that God deliver me from every enemy that does not want me to progress. Every enemy that wants me to be on a spot. Every enemy that wants to fixate me. Any enemy that wants to fixate, you know, my progress in life. Today, deliver me. Let your hand of deliverance deliver me today. Spread forth your hand of deliverance unto me and deliver me from them. Give me victory. Give me victory. Give me deliverance in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Give me 1 Kings 5:4. 1 Kings 5:4 is talking about rests on every side. That there is neither any adversity. Give me 1 Kings, please. 1 Kings chapter 5, verse 4. But now the Lord, my God, had given me rest on every side. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. So that there is neither adversity nor evil occurrence. I want us to raise the blood of Jesus against every enemy that says we will not know rest on every side. When he said rest on every side, rest from within, rest even from without, rest surrounding me. That Father, Lord, I raise the blood of Jesus against every adversary, against every evil around my life, around my home, around my family, around my spouse, around my children, around my career. I raise the blood of Jesus against them. Let the voice of the blood of Jesus Christ speak against every adversary that has pitched his tent against my life. I gain victory over them by the blood of Jesus. I gain victory over them. I experience rest on every side in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. In Hebrews chapter 4, verses 9 to 11, it's talking about rest to the people of God. And who are the people of God? Members of the household of Cedar. We are the people of God. Yes, there remained therefore a rest to the people of God. I want us to pray concerning this ministry, Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach. Every member of this ministry, wherever they are, whether they are watching or listening online, wherever they are now, I want us to stretch forth our hand in faith unto them. That Father, give us rest from every trouble. Give Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach rest in the midst of trouble, in the midst of confusion, in the midst of challenges. We experience rest on every side. We experience peace. The Prince of Peace will give unto us rest. He will give unto us peace on every side in the name of Jesus Christ. That will be our testimony. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Please give me Lamentations chapter 5, verse 5. It's talking about pursuer of heels. H-E-E-L-S. Lamentations 5:5. It says, our necks are under persecution. Our necks are under persecution. We labor and have no rest. Sorry, I don't know. My own version talks about pursuer of heel. I don't know what version is. We are going to be praying against every pursuer of heel. I remember 3 weeks ago, our father in the Lord preached about dealing with the adder. If you remember very well, the adder is a poisonous snake, very, very poisonous. It's also like cobra, very deadly. And the scripture says, when Adam and Eve fell, he said, he's going to bruise your heel. You are going to break his head. We are going to be breaking the head of every heel grabber, every heel pursuer that does not want you to enjoy peace, that does not want me to have rest of mind. I break your head, you heel grabber. I stop your activity. I stop your operations. I stop your workings in my life, in my home. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break the head of every heel grabber, every adder, every poisonous snake waylaying me at the juncture of success. Today, I break your head in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, those who pursue us are at our heels. Lamentations 5:5. We are weary and find no rest. That is one of the activities of the devil. He wants to weary your heart. He wants to make you lose confidence in God. He wants to make you tired. Say, I receive strength from on high, and I attack every heel grabber, every heel grabber, every pursuer of destiny, every pursuer of my destiny, every enemy of my destiny. Today I break your head in the name of Jesus. I stop your activities in the name of Jesus Christ. I put an end to your operations in my life, in my home, in my career, in my business, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Just two more prayers before I hand over the microphone to our Father in the Lord. I'm sorry I'm giving so many scriptures. Isaiah 14, verses 3 to 5. Isaiah 14, verses 3 to 5. You are going to sing a new song. Your story will change for the best in the name of Jesus. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve. Thou shalt take up this proverb. Thou shalt take this song. Thou shalt take this story in the name of against the king of Babylon and say, remember, Babylon is a country of slavery. Remember that Daniel was in that country. And say, how are the oppressors seized? The golden city ceased. Every workings of oppressor, activities of oppressor in your life will cease. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will break the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. Remember that staff is a symbol of authority, and that scepter is also a symbol of royalty. Every kingdom established against your progress in life, today the Lord is arising, is destroyed them. In the name of Jesus, I want us to decree it in prayer. Every staff of the wicked concerning my life be broken in the name of Jesus. Every scepter of the wicked concerning my life be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every point of contact that the enemy has, even to deny me peace, to deny me rest, today I disengage from them. I break such contacts. The Lord is giving me a new song to sing, song of victory in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Give me Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 34. The Lord, our Redeemer, is strong. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 34. The Lord amidst us is mighty and is going to deliver us today. He will give us rest on every side. Say, their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause. Exodus 14:14 says, the Lord shall fight for me and I shall hold my peace. This one is talking about our Redeemer being strong against every foe, against every enemy that appears stronger than you. You are going to be praying this prayer that, Lord, plead my cause. Lord, plead my cause that you may give rest to the land, for the land of our lives, for our destiny to know peace. Remember that when there is no peace, there can't be progress. When there is no peace, there can't be promotion. When there is no peace, nobody can think of development. I want us to pray that, Father, plead my cause. Plead my cause. Plead my cause that the land of my life may experience peace, that the land of my life may experience rest in the name of Jesus Christ. Plead my cause, O Lord. Arise, O God, and fight my battle. Arise, O God, to defend me. Arise, O God, to fight my battle. Give me rest on every side. Arise to defend me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Arise to defend me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give me peace on every side.
Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burdens unto you I roll. Jesus, thank you, Father.
everybody stand on your feet and sing that song one more time. Stand on your feet and sing that song. Let your living water flow from my soul.
Let your living water flow over my soul.
Yes, Lord.
Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has thrown through my mind. All my cares and worries unto you I
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the great word of comfort you have sent unto us this morning. You have promised to give us rest. You are God that honors your word. You are God that does not break your covenant. In accordance with your word this morning, anybody who is troubled, inside or outside of his body, Lord, let him receive rest now. In the mighty name of Jesus, if there's any area that the Lord is troubling your life, you are watching, you are hearing online, or you are here, I send the peace and the rest of God into those areas right now in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will take your trouble away. The Lord will take your trauma away. The Lord will deal with your pursuers in the mighty name of Jesus. Every peace that has been stolen by the enemy will be restored right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be a restoration of every peace that has been stolen in the lives of these people this day, this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, anyone who is going through any form of battle, any form of struggle that has been a source of worry to his or life, my Lord and my God, bring peace to those ones now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray for your son that you are used to bless us this morning. Let the peace of God rest upon his life. Let the peace of God rest upon his life. Let there be a great lift upon him and his family. Let there be an outflow of grace into his life. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed.